Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with our friend Ed Alexander. Ed on the other side of the glass, engineering today's show, making sure all the buttons are pushed in the right direction, so we have a very good, flawless, engineered show for you on Buckmaster today on this Tuesday, December the 9th, 2014, coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI The Voice, and we live stream our show on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Make it very easy for you to hear the program, and even easier after the program's over, because all of our shows, and as we come up now on 4 years, finishing up 4 years, January 3rd of the Buckmaster Show, and begin our fifth year, all shows are on the podcast that we have done in our archive at buckmastershow.com. We're going to get things going with a conversation with State Representative Bruce Wheeler, Democrat, District Number 10. Representative Wheeler is the Assistant House Minority Leader. How are you today?
Fantastic, Bill, and congratulations. I didn't know it's been 4 years.
Yeah,
thank you.
It will be 4 years, January 3rd. Started at another radio station for a few months, then came over here to KVOI, which has been our the Buckmaster Show kind of flagship home. And we're very happy here, and things have gone very well. And you've done very well for yourself, too, with after a career as a city councilman, not necessarily that was your lifelong ambition to be a councilman, but you were a city councilman and then went on to, well, you were in the legislature first.
Way back when I was 26 years old, so a long time ago.
Long time ago, then a city councilman, and now your second stint at the legislature.
Right, and I worked at the Tucson Airport Authority for 20 years. That was my bread and butter job, and I left politics for almost 20 years so that my sons could get through high school, college, and on their way.
And you know, that measure was on the ballot, as you know, again, to give lawmakers more money, and again, it failed. Would it have made a difference? I'm sure it would. You being a lawmaker, it would have been nice to have that. Would it have made, or would it make a difference in the caliber of people that we would attract?
Well, Bill, I may get in trouble. You may disagree. I, first of all, do not think the legislature earned a pay raise. The record of the legislature in the last several years would say to me that, no, these people don't deserve it. Look at, they're not addressing our education system, our economy, and so why should we give them a raise? And I can tell you that neither I nor anyone that I know of in the legislature ran because or in spite of the salary. But you know, someday when we earn our wage, our pay, then maybe we can consider an increase.
So you weren't at all surprised that it went?
No, I did not support it either.
Yeah. We will be facing, all of us living in Arizona, a budget deficit that, I don't know, what are you hearing, up to $1 billion? Is that what you're hearing? Or?
This fiscal year already about $500 million, and next fiscal year, which begins in July, anywhere from $1 to $1.5 billion, so it's severe.
How will that, or how should it be addressed, and how will it be addressed?
Well, I think two things. One of those numbers include the $336 million this year that the courts have said the legislature needs to fund the inflationary factor for public schools, and that can be paid for through the rainy day fund, in which we have over $450 million. The rest of the deficit, in my opinion, and I think Senator Biggs, Republican senator from the Phoenix area, indicated that he was willing to discuss delaying the implementation of the corporate income taxes that were passed in 2011. I think that would be very significant. It runs over $200 million in its first year of implementation coming up.
Do you think that's feasible?
I think it needs to be seriously considered. I'm heartened that Senator Biggs, as president of the Senate, indicated a willingness to put it on the table. Now, the difficulty, and to answer your question directly, mm-hmm. I don't think Governor Ducey is going to support that, mainly for one reason, what he campaigned on, and number two, second reason, is his new chief of staff is Kirk Adams, the former Speaker of the House, who was the prime sponsor of that tax cut.
And subsequently, with Kirk in in the governor's ear.
It would be very difficult for the governor to try and do that. But you never know. There may be acts of courage, as we've seen other profiles in courage. Maybe we'll be surprised, pleasantly surprised, and see something like that. You know, keep in mind the corporations in Arizona, Intel highly amongst them, said, you know, we don't need this tax cut. We're not asking for it. We need the money in our public schools and our universities so we can graduate the type of caliber of student and employee that we need to hire for high-tech jobs.
790-2040, 790-2040 is the Buckmaster Show live line number. If you have a question or comment for State Representative Bruce Wheeler, Bruce would be more than willing to entertain what is on your particular mind. You can also message us at Facebook. Our Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. Okay, so the big budget item, what happens then to education?
We need to fund the inflationary factor that the voters passed in 2000, and the courts have said to the legislature, you have acted illegally for the last several years, and you need to fund that. And so immediately this year, as I mentioned, that should come out of the rainy day fund. And then, as I mentioned, we need to look at postponing the corporate tax cut rates that were implemented that have not been phased in yet.
As the minority leader with Democrats, Democrats held their own. That's kind of a story that was under the radar screen in this election. Democrats did hold their own at the state legislature, didn't they, Bruce Wheeler?
Yes, Bill. In fact, I think 2016 is going to be very interesting. Let me give you some statistics. Nationally, okay. Democrats lost over 350 legislative seats. In Arizona, we lost zero. So we remain 13 Democrats in the Senate and 24 Democrats in the House. The canvas results that I was reviewing yesterday showed that that every one of the statewide Democratic candidates won in three primary Republican districts in Maricopa County, with the exception of Fred Duval and LD 28. So there's a combination of factors, midterm, dark money. That's a whole new issue that's going to be discussed this legislative session. I'm introducing legislation, for instance, to mandate accountability and requiring contributors to any IE, Independent Expenditure Committee, to reveal themselves. So I think Democrats, we took a beating statewide, but statistically in certain key Republican districts, we performed pretty well. David Garcia, candidate for superintendent of public instruction, actually won Maricopa and Pima. And I asked, well, how could he possibly lose? And, of course, the result was in all the other rural counties and areas of Arizona.
So the rural counties certainly propelled Diane Douglas then to victory.
Absolutely.
Is Dr. Garcia possibly a rising star in the Democratic Party? Fred Duval, it didn't resonate. Fred's campaign just never really caught fire. And I'm wondering, Bruce, who now emerges as kind of a Democratic leader?
Well, David Garcia unquestionably has a future in the state of Arizona. That was his first run. He's highly qualified. It was impressive that he was endorsed by an array of Republicans, independents, all the chambers of commerce. I think that was very significant. His support for Common Core was also instrumental with the business community. So I think he's up and coming. Felicia Rodolini, who I had some and I do admire so much, and I thought she might have a chance to win. Unfortunately, she didn't make it. She, I think, still is viable. And then we're looking at another generation, Bill, quite frankly, of new up-and-comers who might play a role on the national, on the state stage. And one of them is Dr. Eric Meyer, who is the House minority leader that I serve with in the legislature, in the House of Representatives.
We haven't heard much about him. What is his background?
He's a medical doctor. His wife is an obstetrician. He is a stay-at-home father. Actually, now he's full-time legislator, so he's put his medical practice on hold. His two children go to attend Stanford and some other university. So he is a person, he and his family came to a conclusion that he would devote himself to public service. And so I think, he was instrumental, for instance, in negotiating with the moderates in the House of Representatives to pass Medicaid expansion. That was very key, very helpful. And I think he has a reputation as a, for instance, he represents District 28 in Phoenix, which has 9,000 more Republicans than Democrats. Hmm. I think it's significant that he could consistently win. This is his fourth race that he's won in a district like that.
What do you think we'll hear from Doug Ducey on the state of the state address? What will the theme be, do you believe, Bruce Wheeler?
It'll be economy, and education. And I have no crystal ball. I don't know. You know, recall that 2 years ago, Governor Brewer surprised all of us with her advocacy for Medicaid expansion. So we don't know if there are going to be any surprises. But he's going to have to certainly address the funding of education at all levels, K through 12, university, research and development, which the business community wants. He's going to have to address Common Core and then, of course, jobs.
Okay, Bruce Wheeler, thank you very much for coming by the station today. Bruce is the Assistant House Minority Leader in the Arizona House of Representatives. I hope you have a great Christmas and a Happy New Year, Bruce Wheeler. Thank you very much.
Bill, thank you, and congratulations again on your fourth year.
Thank you very much, Bruce Wheeler, with us. We've got Shelley Fishman, our certified financial planner. Shelley does our Tuesday Moneymaker Report at 12:20 every Tuesday, and it is Tuesday, and it's almost 12:20. That means it'll be time for Shelley after we hear from the great group of people who believe in the program that we do here and sponsor it. So give them a listen, and most importantly, give them your support.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
How would you like to help people in our community who are in need and save money on your taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit keeps your tax dollars in Tucson when you direct it to a qualifying charity. Individuals may donate up to $200 and married filing jointly up to $400. Receive a dollar-for-dollar credit that will reduce your Arizona state income tax. This could also be claimed on your federal taxes. Help local charities like Interfaith Community Services, Kids in Need, and others. Go to azcharitytaxcredit.org.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Holly, Christmas, Rudolph! Looks like we're going down!
Ah! Game over, man! Game over! Mayday! Mayday! We're going down!
Unidentified aircraft. This is the Tucson Tower. You're invading TSA airspace. State your business.
Tucson Tower, this is Santa making a forced landing to Perfection Auto Works for a fast repair. Gotta deliver toys and gifts to all the children on the planet!
Santa Claus? Are you crazy? It's Christmas Eve, and you didn't take your sleigh to Perfection Auto Works for the free 26-point inspection before your journey? What would the children think?
Ho, 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 and a word to those who listen. Take your car to Perfection Auto Works and let your car repairs glisten.
Santa, thank you for saving Christmas and taking your car to Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650, perfectionautoworks.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And that's what we do here on the Buckmaster Show. We consult with our financial advisor, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how is your week off?
My week is getting off to a very, very negative start on the markets, but the economy is doing gangbusters. We had a great report, over 300,000 new jobs on Friday, and they revised September and October up as well. So the economy is just kind of cranking along. They actually revised the estimated GDP growth up for the third and fourth quarter. So, the market does its own thing based upon its own things, and then the economy just is kind of reacting to the general mood of consumerism, and we have I think a very stable kind of centrist financial policy that is really reacting in a very balanced way. It's great.
Well, we were down almost a little over 200 points earlier in the day. We've recovered somewhat.
I took an Alka-Seltzer and things got better.
Yeah, I mean, we're under now, I guess, down
about 84 points.
About 84, right? It's interesting that some days this kind of news might not have spooked the market, but today it did.
Well, yesterday was a bad day as well. I mean, we were down about 100 points yesterday. The news that has got the market spooked is what we talked about last week, Bill. It's the continuing decline in the price of crude oil. What happens at that point is, first of all, that's like everybody getting a tax break. So if you drive a car or take an airplane or harvest corn, your cost of energy has gone and is going way, way down. And that's a good thing for the American consumer. And as a result, you're seeing consumer spending go up. Now, the problem is, when the price of commodities gets bid down, the rest of the world gets a heartburn because the price of commodities is very much what the third world or the emerging economies are very dependent upon. And so what we're seeing is some kind of fear that at $65 a barrel, that price is going to be destabilizing to the non-developed economic communities, and that could have a ripple effect. That's one thing. In addition, you have oil at $64 a barrel, $65 a barrel, puts Russia in a great deal of trouble. It puts OPEC in a great deal of trouble. The economies of the world that are dependent upon oil could become destabilized, unstable. And that's got people worried. We've also had a run-up this year, a little bit higher than most people predicted at the beginning of the year. And I think there's just some natural tendency to pull back at the end of the year and take stock.
Shelley, an interesting article in the paper about the Fed. Should it stop artificially stimulating the economy? This was a pro and con.
Yesterday's Star.
On the yes side, easing strategy slows growth, lets trillions sit idle. The no side, policy is working, needs more time for total success.
Yeah. So they're both right. You know, when you park that much money at the Fed, and it's not generally circulating in the economy, some economists, mostly on the right, will tell you that that is a prescription for disaster. That as the Fed begins to sell off its holdings in mostly long-term treasuries, that's going to be inflationary. Now, it hasn't been. And if you take a look at the American economy since 2008, 2009, vis-a-vis the rest of the world, we're the envy of the rest of the world. And we've done it through a mix of stimulus and Fed policy. And that has produced results. You know, I'm a manager. I grew up managing companies. And what I look at is results. And when results are much better here than they are anywhere else, and we had a very deep recession at a time when, you know, economic employment situation is also changing a great deal, regardless of the recession. So when we're doing better than everybody else because of the policies, I mean, this is not yesterday's policy that you can say, well, it hasn't taken effect yet. This has been going on now for, you know, half a decade, mm-hmm. and it's working. And so I look at results, and I see, well, gosh, you know, let's ease out of this as the Fed is doing, and let's take a look at, you know, Congress, I don't think, is going to have much propensity to be spending extra money, but we've got to look at our infrastructure. We've got to start spending money on ourselves, and that will be stimulative as well.
And we've talked about spending money on infrastructure. We have to do something eventually with the interstate highway system, which
Absolutely.
Is really crumbling. Those are some issues that cannot really be put off for many more decades.
No, they can't. The road situation has to get fixed. You know, our gas tax situation is because cars are getting more miles per gallon, and what we have right now is a situation where the gas taxes that are collected and given to the states or collected by the states are not sufficient to keep the roads in the condition they need to be kept in. But we have another road that isn't being maintained, and it's the internet. The electronic highways in this country, while they're adequate, they're less adequate than, you know, just about anywhere else in the developed world. And that eventually, of course, is going to put us in a disadvantaged position. So there are lots of infrastructure things that need to be fixed. Those are things that very often need to be paid for with public tax money because that's the only way to pay for them. And we have to figure out how to do it. And if that means, you know, increasing taxes in certain areas, then it's something that we need to look at. But this Congress, at least for the next 2 years, is not going there.
Shelley Fishman, what are you telling your clients right now? This is the time to look at the end of the year, isn't it?
Look at the end of the year. Look at your taxes. Take a look at harvesting losses if you need to in order to reduce capital gains. Take a look and make sure you don't ignore the requirement if you're over 70 and a half to pay for your required minimum distribution. And take a look at rebalancing, because if one part of your portfolio grew faster than another, then you're not as balanced as you were at the beginning of the year. Also, we take a look at 2015, 2016, the end of an economic cycle. You know, you begin to think about adjusting things.
Shelley, how do we get a hold of you?
We get a hold of me by 940-0884, or better still, thebuckmastershow.com, and just to transfer
right over
to me, and that sends me an email, and I call you.
Thank you very much, Shelley. Have a great week.
You too, Bill.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
By choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
HSL Properties presents the inaugural Tucson Jazz Festival on Friday, January 16th through Wednesday, January 28th. This auspicious musical event begins with jazz master Jimmy Cobb and the TJI Ellington Band at the Fox Theater.
Here I go again.
Award-winning jazz virtuoso Joe Bourne pays tribute to Frank Sinatra at a Sunday big band brunch at La Paloma on January 25th. Later that evening at the Fox Theater, the Tucson Hard Bop Quintet opens for vocalist Alan Harris as he pays tribute to Nat King Cole. The festival will close with an intimate performance by the legendary Burt Bacharach on Wednesday, January 28th at the Fox. Tickets are going fast, so don't wait. Buy your tickets right now and get more information on our free concerts at TucsonJazzFestival.org or call 547-3040.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited-time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Experience the solitude of the Gila, the nation's first wilderness. You can find out about the great places to stay and things to do in Silver City by visiting their website, southwestnewmexico.org. Great places to stay like Casitas de Gila, guest houses. If you haven't been over to Silver City, we send so many of our Buckmaster Show listeners over there. Everybody has a good time and comes back and says, yeah, it's really a beautiful area over in Silver City. Well, the Southwest Books of the Year competition began in 1977 by the Arizona Daily Star, continued in 2000 by the Pima County Public Library. The Southwest Books of the Year Best Reading Publication is published by Southwest Literature Project of the Pima County Public Library in partnership with the Friends of the Pima County Public Library and the Arizona Historical Society. Books selected by two or more of the 5 reviewers become a top pick, and this year we have 8 top picks, which we will be discussing over the next half hour. 2 of the 5 reviewers join us now on the Buckmaster Show to talk about the cream of the crop of this year's submissions. Dr. Bruce Dingus. Bruce is Director of Publications for the Arizona Historical Society, and Christine Wald Hopkins. Chris writes book reviews for the Tucson Weekly and teaches composition at the University of Arizona. Chris and Bruce, how are you today?
Excellent.
Doing well. Thank you, Bill.
Bruce, how would you characterize this year's submissions? What kind of numbers were we talking about?
We're talking about the usual numbers, probably 150, 175 books that we comb through collectively and individually. And, you know, every year is unique, and so I hate to compare them. It was a good crop of books again this year.
And the first book we're going to talk about is Among Unknown Tribes, Rediscovering the Photographs of the Explorer Carl Lumholtz. It's an intriguing volume, a product of a collaboration of 5 writers from museum archivists to scholars, including Tucsonan Bill Broyles.
Bill's our colleague on this panel. He didn't vote for it, but the rest of us did. Lumholtz is one of those people who deserves to be much better known than he is. He was a Norwegian explorer at a time when explorer was actually a profession. Spent a lot of time in Mexico, was an amateur anthropologist, and wrote 2 books that are still outstanding classics, Unknown Trails in Mexico and New Trails in Mexico. But unbeknownst to a lot of us, he was also a superb photographer. And Bill and his colleagues have pulled together 250, roughly, photographs that Lummis took in Mexico around the turn of the century, 20th century. And here they're presented in all their glory. It's not just that this is a great book in terms of the essays and the photographs and the captions, which are drawn from Lummis's own writings, but the University of Texas Press has done a superb job of presenting these photographs. It's a stunning book.
This book was selected by you, Bruce Dingus, and Chris. Chris, what did you like about it?
What really?
Or what wasn't to like about it?
There's nothing not to like about it.
What strikes me most about it is was the opportunity for this explorer to make connections among human beings. The photographs are astoundingly amazing, and that you can see faces and kind of transcend culture and space by looking at the faces that he presents. For example, the front cover has some priests presenting their idol. They are fierce. They are protective. The idol is protected itself in a kind of cradle of leaves and flora, but you can see the faces of the priests and the ferocity of it. There's one other photograph that I love that actually has exuberance and life. A beautiful, beautiful young man dancing. He's a huichol, I think, mm-hmm. and it might be a peyote dance. But he is as beautiful a young man as you can imagine. 100 years ago, looking at the camera. Exuberant and kind of brilliant in the human connection.
These are tribes that we hadn't seen a lot of images of some of these, the Tarahumara Indians of the Sierra Madre and some of the lesser known tribes.
Right, and some that are not even well known today.
The book is, again, Among Unknown Tribes, Rediscovering the Photographs of the Explorer Carl Lumholtz. Our next book, Capture the Magic, Train Your Eye, Improve Your Photographic Composition. Our friend Pulitzer Prize-winning Jack Dikinga, who uses Tucson as his base of operations. I just saw something written up, Bruce, about this particular book in the Nature Conservancy's magazine, which came out yesterday, gave it a fabulous review, and it looks like a fantastic book.
Yeah, I think Chris is more able to address this than I can, but you know, Jack's just a stellar photographer, and I always, whenever I think of Jack, I think of his friend Chuck Bowden's comment when he called described Jack as a pornographer of nature, and this book has those photographs in display. If you read it, you'll know what Chuck was talking about.
Chris, what'd you think of the book?
Well, what Jack does is to share his expertise with us. So we saw Lumholtz, who was just beginning to experiment with even the Kodak. And now, 100 years later, we have Jack Dikinga, who's able to look at composition and technology in photography and create images that reimagine the outdoors and so forth for us. But he does it without patronizing the audience. He shares with us what he has done to create photographs. He tells us what we can do to create photographs. And I think Helene wrote that, you know, even if you are just limited to your own smartphones, which is the kind of photographer mm-hmm. I am, there are a couple of things you can learn. One of them is patience. He will take 2 weeks to set up the ideal photograph. And then be ready for when the light is right. But then also kind of flexibility and spontaneity. He describes setting up a photograph and then looking around and seeing that the light has suddenly changed, that there is a sunset, and this whirling his camera around to capture it all. These are absolutely brilliant photographs, and somebody in my family is going to get this book.
There you go. Capture.
Christmas.
It's called Capture the Magic, Train Your Eye, Improve Your Photographic Composition by Jack Dikinga. Fetch the Devil is our next book, a best pick. Chris, this was one of your selections.
It was. And it. What strikes me about it, well, I think Bruce actually read it before I did, and I don't know. You know, Bruce, he's a historian. I expect he's going to kind of like nonfiction stuff. He said he couldn't put it down. I could not put this book down. You cannot make up what happened in this tale of intrigue, blackmail, and espionage to San Francisco socialites. Socialites were murdered outside El Paso in 1938. They were not able to, a combination FBI and Texas Rangers and local authorities were not able to solve the mystery that the Second World War came about and got interrupted. But reporter Clint Richmond has recreated and kind of done a cold case.
Yeah, you unearthed the cold case and made it into a really, it sounds like a very compelling book.
It is. It is.
Fetch the Devil by Clint Richmond. Let's do one more before we take our break. And again, Chris, this was one of your selections, The King and Queen of, is it Comezon?
Comezon, The King Comezon, and Queen of Comezon, yes.
University of Oklahoma Press. What was the bottom line on this book?
The bottom line for me is that there is no real bottom line. It's a very nuanced film, a book. When I first read it, I thought it was bleak. The second time I read it, I realized it was joyful. And I think the reason I had those two different impressions is that she has kind of created the human condition. Comezon means itch. And so she creates a town in New Mexico called Itch, New Mexico, where everyone is yearning for something. Not everyone's itch is going to be scratched. We have several characters trying to find satisfaction in their lives. Some of them will. Some of them really are kings. And her question kind of is, how do you be a good man in an evil world? And you've got a lovely kind of crippled, a beautiful crippled young woman and a priest to sort of share that with us by
the end. Sounds intriguing. The author is Denise Chavez, King and Queen of Comezon and University of Oklahoma Press. Let's take a break right here. We'll continue. We still have four more best picks for the Southwest Books of the Year to share with you as we continue on The Buckmaster Show.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control is announcing they now have pigeon services with a pigeon poem. Pigeons procreate prodigiously, producing up to 8 progeny per year. Perching precariously, they plaster half their weight in poop per day. Poop collects, creating a problem with parasites and pestilence. Employ Five Star Pest Control's pigeon trapping and exclusion program, and you'll be pleased. Whew. Getting through that was way harder than you might think. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
We know what bugs you.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with 2 separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We're talking about the 2014 edition of Southwest Books of the Year. There are eight top picks. There were five reviewers this year, and two of those reviewers are with me in studio, Dr. Bruce Dingus. He is the Director of Publications for the Arizona Historical Society, Chris Wald Hopkins. Chris writes book reviews for the Tucson Weekly, teaches composition at the U of A, and I want to review the first four books of the eight that we have talked about. Among Unknown Tribes, Rediscovering the Photographs of Explorer Carl Lumholtz, Capture the Magic, Train Your Eye, Improve Your Photographic Composition by Jack Dikinga. Fetch the Devil by former newspaper reporter Clint Richman. And The King and Queen of
Comison
by Denise Chavez. The next book we're going to talk about, and Bruce, this was one of your picks, Bruce Dingus. Actually, three of the reviewers like this book. The Quiet Streets of Winslow by Judy Troy.
Yeah, the title might seem obvious if you've ever been in Winslow, but this is a mystery not like anything I've read before. This book has really stuck with me. A young girl's body is found. A young woman's body is found in a wash outside Black Canyon City, and what follows then is trying to get to the heart of the crime through the perspectives of three different narrators. The woman's boyfriend, his brother, young brother who found the body, and the sheriff's, Yavapai County Sheriff's investigator. And if you've read Gone Girl, you'll know about the unreliable narrator. Here you have three of them, and you're looking at this thing from three different perspectives, all of whom are valid by their own eyes, but are untrustworthy in different kind of ways. And it raises all sorts of questions about how we perceive reality and how we see ourselves and view the outside world, that by the time you get to the end of the book, you've sort of lost interest in the actual murderer. And I won't give away the ending, but it's really an intriguing book, very well written. Some of it was written actually at the La Posada. Really has captures the atmosphere of northern Arizona.
La Posada is the beautifully restored hotel up there in Winslow. Did you like this book?
I did like it, and I was struck by the deft quality of the writing. The three separate perspectives allowed Troy to withhold information from the reader and to create space among and between the characters' perspectives. And I was surprised by the ending. I did not expect. And she leaves it nicely questionable. It's an ethic and moral questions at the end.
The Quiet Streets of Winslow by Judy Troy. The next book, Riding Behind the Padre. That, of course, brings to mind the famous Padre, Father Eusebio Francisco Kino. The book, the full title, Riding Behind the Padre, Horseback Views from Both Sides of the Border by Richard Collins. What did you think of this book, Chris?
I thought this was fascinating. I knew that it was going to be a memoir of Collins' joining a group of Mexican businessmen who have, as a kind of religious experience, taken horse, followed by horseback, the thousands of miles that Father Kino rove in the Primeria Alta,
retracing really what
exactly
his route,
his mm-hmm. roots to through missions and to the areas that he followed, and Collins was sort of encouraged by former Tucsonans, Oscar and Leo Ward, to join them. He's a rancher on the border, and he sort of held off. He says that he held off because he didn't really, for various reasons, but one of them was he did not really approve of the Hispanic militarization or the colonization of the area, either militarily or religiously. And he was sort of afraid of, a little nervous about illegal immigration and drug cartels. He describes the tours that he went on with them, but then in that he embeds history of Kino himself, of the area. He then actually talks a little bit about the nature of living on the border, and he's sort of sympathetic to the border area. What, Bruce, did you think about it?
No, I liked it too. He makes the point that a lot of times you can see the border issues clearly, more clearly from the back of a horse than you can from a desk in Washington or Phoenix. And
that's,
I think,
for
he proves
sure.
the point.
Yeah. Our next book, Tom Horn in Life and Legend. We're not talking about the current Attorney General. This is written by Larry Ball, University of Oklahoma Press. I guess this was a quite famous bandit at the turn of the century, a Tom Horn. Turn of the century.
Well, Tom Horn's an intriguing figure among those who know him. He was supposedly asked one time how he earned a living, and he's supposed to have replied, "I kill men." Horn is kind of epitomizes Samuel Johnson's comment that, you know, there's nothing that focuses the mind like a good hanging. He was an Indian scout, a rodeo champion, army packer. He was in the Spanish-American War. He became a range detective in Wyoming, and in the process in Wyoming as a hired killer, either accidentally or deliberately killed a 14-year-old boy. And while waiting to be hanged, he wrote an autobiography in which he came off very well. And that autobiography is still in print, and it's caused all sorts of controversy about what is true and what is fiction in Horn's life. He was a braggart, very likable, probably a sociopath. Larry Ball has just done a tremendous job of combing through archival materials, comparing fact and fiction, and coming up with a nuanced biography of Horn.
That was 1903, I guess, that Horn was hanged. That book, again, Tom Horn in Life and Legend by Larry Ball. And our eighth book, just as popular as the other ones we've been talking about. In fact, all of the reviewers, pretty much, four of the five, said yes to this book, The Wives of Los Alamos, by Tara Shea Nesbitt.
Yes, this is interesting in that it has the first person plural point of view. So our husbands joined us in the kitchen and said, "We are going to the desert." Or it didn't happen that way at all. One day after we read books to our children, after we folded their blankets back and so forth, what she does is to create this common society of women who were taken away from their homes, from their families, excluded from the rest of society while they created the atomic bomb.
Yeah,
moved
out to Los Alamos, which was kind of really roughing it, certainly, in the early 1940s.
Exactly. There were no homes for them and so forth. They did not know what their husbands were doing. It's fascinating in that sense. Also a little insight into what was happening in the middle of our country in the 20th century.
Bruce and Chris, let me quickly review again the 8 top picks for Southwest Books of the Year. Among Unknown Tribes, Rediscovering the Photographs of Explorer Carl Lumholtz, Capture the Magic, Train Your Eye, Improve Your Photographic Composition, Jack Dikinga, Fetch the Devil, Clint Richman, The King and Queen of
Comison
by Denise Chavez, The Quiet Streets of Winslow by Judy Troy, Riding Behind the Padre, Horseback Views from Both Sides of the Border by Richard Collins, Tom Horn in Life and Legend by Larry Ball and the Wives of Los Alamos, Tara Shea Nesbitt, Bruce Dingus, and Chris Wald Hopkins. Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to reading some of these books. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
If you're looking for a good auto mechanic, may I recommend Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works, perfectionautoworks.com. Mike can take care of all of your domestic and foreign needs. Check them out. Midtown location, just a block south of Speedway and North Beverly. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Thank you, Culligan, for all you do for this show and all of the shows here on KVOI. On behalf of Ed Alexander, who will be up bright and early tomorrow with Wake Up Tucson, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.